This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour the program. You can dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun, your calls and thoughts. Welcome here. Aaron is in Indianapolis listening via TuneIn. Hello, Aaron.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was hearing you guys going back and forth about the going steady versus being married, and I think you guys are missing the whole point of what going steady or being married is really about.
Okay. Clear it
up. I mean,
up
you can, well, it's about the sex, I think. Being that if you're going steady, then obviously the sex is good. And if the sex is really good and you want to do it for the rest of your life, monogamously, you get married.
But some people say that the opposite happens.
Yeah, how does that work out?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's when they become swingers.
So wait, so was it your experience that when you got married that the sex actually got better? Because a lot of times you don't hear that's the case.
Well, I don't think he's saying it got better. I think he's just saying you pick the best one.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, you know, in this day and age, you got super gonorrhea, AIDS, things like that, and monogamous relationship is really about the only way to avoid those type of things, so...
Yeah, I mean, I agree that monogamy is generally safer, but if the only reason you're getting married or in a relationship is for the sex, you're going to have a horrible time.
I don't know. Well, I'll put it this way. I've been married for about 10 years, and I find the sex very satisfying.
Okay.
Well, no, but you were saying that's the only thing, and...
Well, I mean, I don't know. God, you know, you run out of stuff to talk about after the first 2 or 3 years.
It's nice to have somebody to split the rent with.
I mean, yeah, you don't, like, get on the internet and just Google weird stuff and talk about that if you're literally out of topics, which I kind of doubt. But, I mean, you have the internet. You, like,
there's always
watch people at Walmart or something and make fun of them. Like, I don't know. Like, there's plenty of stuff you could be talking about. Read a book and then talk about it. Like,
Have you been in a relationship for more than 2 or 3 years?
No.
Oh, all right. That's a good point.
Trust me, it gets... Yeah, I'm talking from personal experience here, but I'm kind of not a very interesting man either.
I mean, but there's people who I've known for longer than 2 or 3 years, and we don't run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, but you don't live with those people.
Like, I've lived with people for longer than that, right, and we haven't run out of stuff.
I've been sitting at a restaurant with my wife when somebody's gone, you know, taking Jack for the evening or whatever, and kind of not had things to talk about. There have been instances where that's occurred.
Well, sometimes silence is okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, those things happen. The best thing to do is to find a topic that you want to talk about. But
thanks, Aaron, for your call.
I agree with
tonight.
Aaron. I appreciate it.
Could I jump in with one more thing real quick?
Yep.
Real quick. You were talking about the societal pressure for having kids, and I think my mother was the biggest source of pressure for that.
Yep. She wants grandkids.
Grandmas, I guess. Where's the grandkids? I want grandkids. So.
Yep, I'd say you're probably right about that. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it, man.
If you don't want kids, don't do it. All right, have a good evening.
Thanks,
guys.
Dude.
Wait, if you don't want kids, A, you're probably going to be a horrible parent. And that, like, not directed at you. But in most cases, and there is societal pressure, though. I know people in southern Louisiana who get, you know, told by strangers that they're selfish for not having children. Like, A, none of your business. B, like, if you don't want kids, like, you know?
Should live your life selfishly.
You're selfish for having kids, too. I mean, everybody's selfish.
When I do have kids, like, I don't want kids for, like, altruistic reasons. Like, I want kids because I want them, And, you know, right. I joke about it being a good way to spread the message, but, you know, it's
well, even
really.
Even if you do have the idea of, well, you know, I'm going to have this kid for some, you know, positive reason for their benefit or whatever, you're still doing it because that's what you want to do. You're still,
yeah.
you know, you're still doing it to satisfy some sort of desire that
I mean,
you
if,
have
if you're
for
entirely
that.
Unselfish, what you'll do is adopt a kid.
Even that's a selfish act because you're still, you want a kid.
Anything you do in order to make yourself feel better.
Correct.
And then you die.
If you didn't, you wouldn't do it. You would try to avoid it. I mean, either it's pleasure or pain usually in this life, and we try to avoid painful things and try to do as many pleasurable things as we possibly can. So, you know, you wouldn't adopt a kid if you believed
well,
that it would be constant
I understand
pain.
That if you do, I understand that people who don't want to adopt kids don't adopt kids, but if you're coming from that viewpoint of you shouldn't do selfish things, then the fictitious, hypothetical, unselfish person, what they would do would adopt a kid because that's the highest cost with the least amount of benefit of all three options.
I see what you're saying. When you compare the options, it does seem to be the least selfish because ultimately there is that strong desire to reproduce oneself that apparently a lot of people have. And so even though there are a bunch of kids out there that could use adopting, people just won't do it because they want to have their own kid, their own, yeah. you know, they want to pass on their DNA.
I mean, even still, yeah, I mean, I do see your point. Like, even still, like, if I was to adopt a child, I still get to, like, teach it anarchy. So, which is also, you know, part of the reason why the state would probably never give me one, even if I did want to try. But,
is the state in control of all adoptions, or are there still some, like, churches that do it?
They have to, the state still has to approve them.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. You know, I don't know. I think that your desire to have children to indoctrinate them is as disturbing as anybody else's desire to have children to indoctrinate them.
It's not uncommon, though.
It is not uncommon.
A lot of parents want to make the little mini-me's. Let's talk to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania via Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
All righty, then. Go ahead.
All right. Brother Mark, Miss Melanie.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How come she's Miss Melanie, not sister? Why are we your brothers, but Melanie's not your sister?
Well, no, she is my sister, brother. But, you know, it's that Southern gentleman in me coming out from time to time.
All right, fair enough.
All right, now, I was going to talk about something else, but I heard Miss Melanie talking about this whole marriage thing, and I wanted to share a little something with her, if I may, Miss Melanie.
Go ahead.
Are you married, Ricky?
No, but maybe soon. I was engaged. Now, if I may, I know you're not supposed to ask a young lady her age, but it wouldn't be out of the
question.
I'm 30. You're 30.
Yeah,
okay,
so younger.
My girlfriend is a tad bit younger than you. Now, my girlfriend is 28. Now, I wanted to chime in on this, and I listened to this married man. He must be some kind of Trump supporter because I hear that locker room talk coming out. By the way, I'm totally against all that, and I think that's a pile of crap. I'm with Ian on that when it comes to talking to the ladies.
Now, who are you talking about, the last caller? Who are you talking about?
He's jumping all over the place. Now he's talking about Trump.
Oh, chill out, Ian.
I'm plenty chill. Please. Don't worry.
Okay, me too. Anyways, the point is,
I just want you to focus. Focus like a laser.
I'm focused. Now, with my lady friend, a good girl from Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Now, I went out with her originally a year ago. You know, kind of things happened. We kind of separated apart. Now, we got together this year. She called me. Now, the thing is, we talked so much and did so much last year. I've never had relations with this woman. Now, it was now this year, probably around, I'd say, around May. She calls me up. To me, that's enough. I'm down with this young lady. So now I'm at the point where I'm going steady. Now, you see my picture probably there on Skype.
No.
Now, the fact of the matter is, now that we're going steady, I took myself off the market. I don't believe on having sex on the first date. Very rarely will I ever do that. Now, the important
thing is, very rarely will I ever be offered the opportunity.
I'm sorry to hear that, Brother Mark. And you're so likable, too. I don't get it. You really are, man. I love you.
I think Mark just zinged you.
I think he did. I think that was a good zing.
Well, what it comes down to is now that we're going steady, I decided to take myself to the market because a man can only give 100% to one woman. I'm not interested in playing the field. Now, what's going to happen next is one of these days, I'm going to give her a ring. if I may finish it after the break.
Hold that thought, Ricky. Ricky's dating advice here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here, take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. So just go and get your shopping taken care of, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time when you start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania.
One thing I want you to ignore. Now, the fact is, you need to wait. Don't just put out for these men. There's no test in the waters crap.
I'm not.
Good, because you sit there and you wait. Do it the old-fashioned way.
I wish somebody would have warned me when I was younger about all the women who are going to try to make me put out.
Well, he said specifically men would do that.
Because what's going to happen is if you go with a gentleman, he already knows the girl for who she is. He don't need to do that. See, eventually, if he's serious about her, you know, there's something called engagement. Now, once you get the ring, now this will answer your first question earlier tonight. Now, I know with the law in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, once you're engaged, that's a contract to be married until it's broken. Or that's also when you're committed to one another under that agreement. Now, once it's broken, that guy has to give that ring back. Now, the fact is, that means that they're to be getting married at some point. Now, guys will play the game, and they'll try to stay engaged for 20 years. There's one right across the street from me over here. You know, he'll never marry her. And he abuses her, too.
Yeah, what's the longest time somebody should be engaged?
My answer to that, I would say, I mean, from my experience, and I've been engaged more than once, at least twice, and what it comes down to is I would say it could be anywhere from a minimum of, say, I'd say maybe, and this varies, but say about 6 months, say, up to maybe. Now, if a guy doesn't marry you after 2 years, my suggestion, I would recommend calling off the engagement.
Yeah, I wouldn't be engaged that long. I would say you should be engaged for no longer than a year.
Yeah, 2 years seems like the max.
I would say that because, like, if you're, like, looking for a specific date, like, the maximum you will have to wait for that date to come around. And, like, if somebody says February 29th, then they're just, you know, making that up. Like, I don't believe them unless they have a really good excuse.
I've got to be married at the country club in the spring.
like, that's the maximum amount of time you'll have to wait for a date to come around if there's, like, a date that's important to you.
Yeah.
Like, because it does not take that long to plan a wedding. To me, if you're engaged, that means you're planning on doing a thing. You're planning on getting married. So it does not take years to get married. So, like, anything longer than a year, and they're just... They're
screwing around.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ricky, for the call, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Well, since there are only, essentially, except for leap years, there are only 7 calendars, you know, because January 1st can only be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, right? So there are only 7 different possibility iterations of the calendar. So if you have a special date, you could wait many years in order for that special date to come up.
No, like, so January 1st, regardless of what day of the week it is, then that will happen within a year.
You get married on Saturday.
You get married whenever you good and well feel like getting married. Like.
Let's continue. Jacqueline, I believe, is on the line, listening to K-Talks. Jacqueline, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You had a gentleman talking about conventional marriages. And how that they're supposed to be all that important because you say I vow to love, honor, and cherish.
Mm-hmm.
There's several other marriages. My husband and I got married last February. We did a pagan ceremony called the blood ceremony.
Oh, tell me about that.
We stepped in front of the high priest. We said our vows to each other, pricked our fingers, three drops of blood in the fire.
In a fire?
And
in a fire?
In a fire.
Okay.
Yes, a fire. F-I-R-E, fire.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And we were married.
What's the idea of dropping blood into a fire? What's the idea of that? What's the idea of dropping blood into a fire? What's that symbolize?
What it does is the fire evaporates the water within the blood,
mm-hmm.
sends it up to the spirits.
Okay.
So the spirits know that you two have are in a union.
And a thing that we would make strong pacts with when I was young was we would prick our thumbs and then smear our thumb, the blood, together.
Probably not the safest thing to
love a brother. Well, I mean, it's not like as 10-year-olds we were out there, you know, contracting a lot of social diseases.
Good point.
Yeah.
But still, not the safest thing.
I did that too when I was younger.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, is there a difference?
I've been 55.
So, I mean, besides the ceremony itself, the pagan marriage is also a commitment, correct?
Yes, it is. It is a commitment to, I'll use the Christian, love, honor, and cherish, and be as monogamous as you possibly can.
Or at least as monogamous as the other, as the partner wants you to be, or whatever.
Is monogamy a value within paganism?
Yes, it is, but you can also have an indiscretion.
There are holidays. There used to be holidays in certainly many pagan religions where, you know, monogamy kind of went out the window.
Interesting.
Actually, if you go back through and you look at your pagan religion, because I'm Wiccan and my husband's pagan, most of the holidays...
Do you have lots of Wiccan-pagan arguments? You pagans, you are all the same!
I'm a long practicing Wiccan.
Gotcha.
Is there more you wanted to share?
I can talk to you about that all night if you want.
No, we're not going to do that. Jacqueline, thanks for the call. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Toll free, though, number 855-450-FREE.
The nice thing about these holidays where everybody sort of takes off from the marriage and can do what they want is if there's an issue of, say, low sperm count or you know, that sort of thing, it can handle that issue.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Join us. Bring up what you want. We got a chance. We'll tell you about a federal judge overturning a ban on open carry guns in public. And, of course, you can take control here and bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation protection at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything delivered to me in 183 days I went before I finally went to the store.
Yeah, so, you're very self-sufficient. You were telling us about that.
That's pretty impressive.
On another show.
Yeah. No, I'm not connected to anything. I started with a piece of land that had nothing on it, absolutely nothing. So I put a fence up around to keep the cows out and just went from there, so on. And water, sewer, trash, gas, electric, whatever it is that you are hooked up to or pay a bill on or whatever, I do every bit of that myself.
So you're saying no power, no problem for David.
Well, I have power because I make it. I got solar panels that I put in and I manage them. And when the components break down or wear out, I replace them. And so, yeah, I get all the power I need just from the sun.
Cool.
You can do it from the wind as well, but... Anyhow, so the best message to everybody is that even in cases of hurricane, you don't have to be out of anything. I mean, you can't, short of building your own dike, you can't keep floodwaters out. But
most of the problems of hurricanes is power outage, and most mm-hmm. of the power
and wind.
What do you mean?
wind can pick things up and throw them and, you know, injure people and destroy
yeah, but
things.
Most of the, okay, so what I'm saying is there's a lot of people, there are millions of people in the United States that are currently affected by Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah.
The vast majority of those people's effects have to do with cleaning up some shrubbery out of their yards,
yeah,
and the fact that they have no power.
So I know what you're saying. You're saying that power outages affect a lot of people, but I'm telling you, as far as, like, the actual damages right. of the storm. Losing sure. power isn't really going to really cause any right. sort of long-term
getting
damage.
Getting clocked in the head by a flying
winds.
Branch it yeah. could very well kill you.
Or that's knocking a tree into your
big
house.
Big effect, but it happens for few people. Yeah. I'm just saying that, hey, if you have, like he says, like if you have your power source, your power generation source close to you, then you, at the very least, you can fix it. You can get the parts to fix it, that sort of thing. And the nice thing about the catamaran that I recently purchased is that you're generating all your power with wind and solar on something like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and did you even have to fix anything? Or is the system that you have on your own land, I'm assuming there's just one house, but whatever it is, better quality than the system that the state has produced to support entire areas?
Oh no, it's not better quality. It's just, you know, average stuff I buy, you know, at this store, that store,
right,
whatever.
If the hurricane knocked out the state system but not yours, then yours is better quality.
Yeah, better quality in terms of reliability. Yeah, you can, in a hurricane zone, you can take a direct hit from even a Category 5 hurricane. And if you're, and as soon as the, I mean, and all through the hurricane, if you stay there or when you come back, you will immediately have power again because you can protect your system from the hurricane damage and you will have power the whole time. Not to, besides the storage batteries that you have inside of your house, even without any recharging by the solar panels, will give you power for as long as you manage. You could have power from your just from your storage batteries on a level that gives you everything that you need literally for, you know, for 3-4 months without being recharged. You could have enough power to be on the internet, make phone calls, have lighting.
Really? It could last that long? 3-4 months?
Yeah, like I said, you have to manage it correctly. Yeah. Like right now, I'm talking to you the way that I'm operate. Well, the way that I always operate, including now while I'm talking to you, if I had a normal bank of storage batteries, which I don't have near as many as what a typical solar setup has, but if I did, with my power consumption, I could literally go probably 6 months without recharging anything and do everything that I do in a normal life, which, you know, and you talk to me daily and you're not the only thing I do all day long. And so,
sure.
So yeah, you can go a long, like, you know, just literally one, if you go to Walmart and you get one, marine combination charging starting battery for $100 at Walmart, and that thing's new and it's fully charged, you could literally operate your smartphone, which gives you the internet and phone calls and whatever you do on a smartphone, in your normal usage patterns, excuse me, and lighting, which is your two primary, you know, not talking about refrigerator and air conditioning, but the essentials, lighting and your internet access and your phone. One battery, new and fully charged, you could make that last probably 2 weeks.
That's pretty cool.
And most solar setups in, the typical solar setup in somebody's house that's off the grid, they don't have one of those batteries. They have the equivalent of, say,
a bunch,
you know, 20 or 24 of those batteries. So you can see how long they can go on those usage patterns. So
yeah, and the solar panels are getting more affordable and more efficient than they ever have been. Yeah. So there's no reason not to look into it.
For emergency purposes, if, you know, people, the easiest thing you can do, you don't even need the solar panel. If you just have a couple of those batteries from wherever you want to buy them from, the Deep Cycle, and just keep them charged up with a little charger in your garage, like, you know, each one of those can keep you going for 2 weeks for internet phone calls and lighting.
Good advice, David. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mountain Man calling from the Mojave, listening on the radio. Hello, Mountain Man. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing, Jake?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to elaborate on the stuff that my wife said about the blood marriage.
Oh, okay. Your wife called in earlier about pagan blood marriage ritual. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's actually a Druid marriage ceremony. And what it does, when you poke your finger and you put three drops of blood in the fire, it lets the god and goddess know that you are serious and you are committed to this woman or this man. And it is just like, it's better than a Christian marriage, because it not only marries you by body, but it marries you by spirit.
And he said it's better than a what?
Christian marriage.
Oh, Christian marriage. Okay, gotcha.
Now, I'm sure they've got their arguments for their marriage, too.
You know what? I think everybody should have the kind of marriage they want to have, whatever that
looks
like.
Meaningful to you guys, yeah. I mean, yeah, well, great.
Jacqueline and I have been married together for a year.
Congrats.
Well, almost a year. And I'll tell you what, I love the woman. I still love her. We've had arguments. But I'll tell you what, I take a vote for it.
Sound like a good man, Mountain Man. Now, is there a difference between, like, you know, like the traditional wedding of the Christians or whoever? They've got rings that they exchange. Is there any kind of symbolic exchange of rings or vows, or, you know, are there any similarities at all?
Hand each other twigs or leaves?
Hang on.
Huh? I guess he's busy doing something. I think he said to hang on. So we've got nothing but time here.
Hoda.
Hey, good luck, Mountain Man. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I just can't hold on too long there. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot going on in that mountain. Busy times. So, in other news, we've got the federal judge, according to the Reason Hit and Run blog, who has overturned a ban on open carrying guns in public. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us on whatever happens to be on your mind in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We got time for you. You can join us toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert.
If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can get interactive with us online. We've got archives that go back for a decade. You can click and download as many as you like. You don't have to log in. You don't have to jump through arbitrary hoops. They're just there and free for you. Unlike a lot of those talk show host websites where you got to pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, ours is free. Although there are ways that you can support the show, and one of them is by sharing your favorite episodes on your preferred social bookmarking sites, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever else people are using these days. Snapchat, I hear, is real big with some of the younger folks. Just share it with your friends. Let them know that you enjoy Free Talk Live, and we appreciate that when you do it. So, again, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. News from the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com.
It was a good source.
Quintuple victory for Second Amendment rights. A federal judge last week overturned a ban on carrying handguns in public, a ban on so-called assault weapons, caliber restrictions for long guns, and a $1,000 tax on handguns, as well as a requirement that all guns be registered with the government. Quote, the individual right to armed self-defense in case of confrontation cannot be regulated into oblivion, unquote, declared Ramona Manglona, the chief judge of the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Where are the Northern Mariana Islands?
Pacific.
In her September,
that's all I can tell you, South Pacific.
In her September 28th ruling, Manglona
as
notes,
belied by the term Northern.
Manglona notes that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which includes the Northern Mariana Islands, has said, quote, there is no constitutional right.
Los Angeles and the Northern Mariana Islands. Go ahead.
has said that there is, quote, no constitutional right to carry a concealed weapon in public, unquote. But the Ninth Circuit has not addressed the broader question of whether the right to armed self-defense recognized by the Supreme Court in the landmark case District of Columbia versus Heller extends beyond the home.
It is just north of Guam.
Adopting the historical analysis and logic that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit applied when it overturned an Illinois ban on carrying guns in 2012, Manglona concludes that, quote, the Second Amendment, based on its plain language, the history described in Heller, and common sense, must protect a right to armed self-defense in public. While further, she said, the right of armed self-defense, including in public, is subject to traditional limitations. It is not subject to elimination. Since, unquote, since the law enforced by the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands completely destroys that right, said Manglona. She says, quote, it is unconstitutional regardless of the level of scrutiny applied, and the court must strike it down. So apparently all these rules that she's striking down were only applicable to that Northern Mariana Islands. I wonder what the population is of the Mariana Islands compared to Guam.
I can tell you it is not in the South Pacific. It's in the North, or, you know, it's above the equator.
Manglona emphasizes she's upholding, quote, the individual's right to carry and transport an operable handgun openly for self-defense outside of the home, unquote. And that's because the traditional limitations she mentions include bans on concealed weapons. As the Supreme Court noted in Heller, quote, the majority of the 19th century courts to consider the question held that prohibitions on carrying concealed weapons were lawful under Second Amendment or state analogs, unquote. Although the open carrying of guns may clash with contemporary sensibilities, it is the mode of publicly bearing arms that is most clearly protected by the Second Amendment, says Reason.
There are 52,000 people in Northern Mariana.
Wow, that's pretty small. Now, didn't you say that the Free State Project should have chosen, which one was it, American Samoa? Had like 70 or 60,000 people? Maybe you missed this one, Mark.
I might have.
I mean, Ricky would say that it's a commonwealth, so that makes it a lot better of a place to take over.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously you should find the place that has the most amount of autonomy and the fewest amount of people.
Since Heller,
give that a shot. I hear actually the best bet is Pitcairn Island. So they will let you come there, and they'll give you even land and perhaps a house if there happens to be house on the land they give you or whatever. And then, you know, within a short period of time, you've got voting rights and that kind
now
of
where
thing.
Where is Pitcairn?
Pitcairn's in the South Pacific. It is the place where the Bounty ended up.
It's not U.S. owned.
No,
right?
it's British, but that doesn't matter to them because you will be, you know, they'll just make you, you know, part of this, you know, voting population relatively quickly. And then I would bet you most of the population's left the island to go to seek their fortune in, say, New Zealand. One wealthy person could move to Pitcairn, you know, set up residency there, and probably within a few years, essentially write checks to all the other people to leave. And then you'd have your own little sovereign nation.
Until someone showed up with a gunboat. since Heller, no appeals court has upheld a complete ban on carrying guns in public, but several have upheld laws that give authorities wide discretion to decide who may do so. In 2012, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit upheld New York's requirement that people seeking permission to carry handguns in public show so-called proper cause. In 2013, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit upheld a Jersey law requiring a so-called justifiable need for a carry permit. And the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit upheld a Maryland law demanding a, quote, good and substantial reason, unquote. Last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit heard a Second Amendment challenge.
If you need a good and substantial reason to carry a gun, then it's not a right.
That's correct.
At that point is a privilege. And I don't agree with the judge that they can put restrictions, period. It's either a right to keep and bear arms, or it is not a right. Now, I can choose to not allow people on my own property that are carrying weapons, if that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I should be able allowed to do the same thing in my business, but a right is only a right if it can't be taken away from you. If it can be taken away from you, it is no longer a right.
Well, I mean, rights have to be respected on multiple fronts, right? Individuals have to agree that the right exists. To say it was taken away from you, I mean, you have your rights as
so it can't be taken.
As a human being, but there are people who will violate those rights. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, right, but to say it can be legitimately forfeited is paradoxical with saying that it is right.
I agree with you there. Last month, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia heard a Second Amendment challenge to a D.C. law that carries or that requires carry permit applicants to show they have, quote, good reason to fear injury, unquote, meaning that they have a, quote, special need for self-protection distinguishable from the general community. Unquote. Now, of course, none of the constitutional rights to bear arms have any of these provisions attached to them. It's not only if you're scared or only if you've been threatened or...
But could we at least use, like, the same standard of fearing for your life as cops get to use? And then everybody could have a gun anyway and it wouldn't matter?
Well, then apparently well, that's a scary thing, Melanie, because then everyone could have a gun and get away with shooting anybody anytime they said they were scared. So we don't want that standard for anybody. We don't want that standard for cops either. I don't think anybody should be judged by that.
Well, no, I mean not necessarily that standard to be able to shoot people, just standard to have the gun.
To carry a gun. Judge Manglona's rejection of the Mariana Islands.
I can tell you this. It's my understanding that if I'm a convicted felon, I can't carry a weapon. I can't own a weapon. I can't be in active possession of a weapon. But a firearm, I should say.
Yeah, whatever is legally defined as a firearm.
Yeah, whatever is legally defined as a firearm in your particular state. But if I or someone is in immediate danger, I can pick up a firearm and use it, is my understanding of, the laws that applies in these instances. So if say my wife owned a firearm and a burglar breaks in or whatever, and I can pick up the firearm and then hold this person until, or if they seem threatening, I suppose I could shoot them too. Wouldn't be my goal, but whatever. So there is, if you do fear for your life or whatever, yeah, you can, I think is what the...
I would have to look at specific state statutes on that, and I would want to reread the federal statute for felons, too, but that sounds like it would be the case. I'm not saying that it is. I'm not saying that. That sounds a lot like the common law defense of necessity.
Yeah,
so
the defense
it
of
would,
necessity.
I would expect that or something like that to be true.
Only problem is...
But nothing counts in Louisiana.
But no, necessity is a affirmative defense, which means that and if that is the case, and I'm not saying that's the case, but if it is, necessity is an affirmative defense, which means that you have to prove you're innocent instead of the other way around. So the state has to prove you did it beyond a reasonable doubt, which is, in theory anyway.
Pretty easy when the guy has a hole in him.
Yeah, but then you have to then prove affirmatively, because it's an affirmative defense, that necessity existed. So even if it is the case, that's a higher standard to have to prove to stay out of jail.
We're out of time for this episode. We'll share the full article over about at Reason, because there's several more paragraphs about this court decision overturning a ban on open carry in the Mariana Islands, and we'll share that on our Facebook and Twitter. Meantime, see you at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.